you know, I think, you know, our job as coaches every day is to provide a platform that can help the players to improve individually and as a team. And I'm pretty confident in our ability as a staff to get that done. And that's really what my focus on. So focus is on, and what we did last year was great, but our focus is on this year. We've got a bunch of guys, a bunch of young players mixed with veterans that have shown a great amount of improvement and grasp in this system. So pretty confident moving forward with that. Yeah, man, Sammy had a great year for us last year. Really could fly down the field, take the top off the coverage, did an unbelievable job in the run game. So he did a lot of good things in his way. And, you know, Brandon provides a little different receiver, still has a ton of speed, has had a ton of production at this level. And, you know, the great part about this offense is everyone comes in and their roles are developed as they play. And everyone's role is a little bit different, and really no two receivers are the same. Some guys might be asked to do a little bit more and, you know, always focused on what they can do.
What particular areas are you hoping to see, you know, progress, you know, on behalf of Jared Goff? How do you think that maybe kind of expands what you guys do with that?
I just think his ownership of the offense. He's taking great strides this offseason. You know, you come in last year and, you know, every year when you learn a new offense as a quarterback, that's like learning a new language. So I think year two, he's more familiar with the language of the offense, the structure of what we're trying to get done, so he can take more ownership, and he's done a great job doing that.
It's for Jared, maybe his third year, he's had a lot of turnover in coaches.
No doubt.
Are you mindful of that at all, just in terms of trying to stay consistent?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, even for our staff these last 2 years, he's had a few new faces, and so the biggest thing, like I said, is keeping that consistency in what the messaging has been in the meeting room. Zach Taylor's done a great job of picking up where Ole left off, and then, you know, ultimately you got Coach McVay, who's the lead voice of our offense as a whole, and his message has always remained the same, so we're just falling in line there.
I know when Sean was first hired, he talked a lot about tight ends and,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This year, does it feel like, you know, the young guys who have been playing in that position, you know, might be ready to take that next step, at least from your perspective?
Sure. I think similar to a lot of the young guys on the team, year two in this system, these guys have really taken that next step of ownership of our offensive system as a whole. And I think every week, though, you're always trying to find the best matchups, what's our best 11, what's our best fits on the field. And right now it's that back to that time of year where the tight ends and the running backs and the receivers are all competing to see, hey, what does our offense look like come the regular season this year?
Higbee, Hemingway, Gerald Everett, either in year two or year three.
Yeah, a lot of young guys.
So what, can you kind of go through them individually just in terms of what you saw in the past, what you expect to see from them?
Sure. I think you know, with Higbee going into his third year, I think he's got a really good grasp. He's had a good off season, worked hard like he always does, and you know, he's really bought in and doing everything the right way all the time, and provides a good option as a tight end in all three phases of the game, in the run game, the pass game, and in the pass protection. I think Gerald has done a great job growing in year two. I think he's got some dynamic ball skills, and you know, as he grows in this league, you know, he'll push all the other guys more and more, and like to see, like, every year two player a great jump when we come to training camp with him. And then with Tamarick, man, I can't say enough about a guy that had a pretty catastrophic injury last year, and, you know, came in at the beginning of this OTA time and kind of getting his feet wet again, and then next thing you know, these last couple of days, you know, he's really hit his stride, catching the ball well, and we know he's a big physical presence on the line of scrimmage. So I think we got all those guys, plus, you know, Cody and John Munt and Henry. We got six guys that I think will provide good depth and good competition for camp.
In terms of passing game, Todd, how much more do you think that he can develop as a receiver?
Man, he's pretty good right now. But, no, I think the one thing with Todd is you see him every single day. We do ball drills with the receivers, or we do, you know, post-practice if he's on the jugs. He does all that stuff like a pro. So I think, you know, like anything else, even though he's one of the greatest in the world at what he does, I think his work ethic and what he puts into it in practice and post-practice and those extra reps, I think he can do nothing but improve.
Go back to the tight end.
in this league? Is it tougher to contribute as a rookie and a second-year player at that position than maybe, you know, receiver, running back, or other offensive positions?
Yeah, I mean, I think every position's pretty tough right off the bat. I think it's more based on the individual, you know, how they grasp it. And then with the tight end position specifically, I think those guys are asked to do a lot of different nuances within the system. And so really in our system, it's about finding what their best fit is. And, you know, if you look back to last year with Gerald, you know, he was a great in the pass game and looked to keep improving that and then improving his overall game. So you really use the guys, the first-year players, and whatever the best role that they fit in to help the team. And that's kind of the way we approached it last year. And like I said, this year training camp will be great because it's going to be a good competition again with all those guys.
How good do you feel about the depth at wide receiver?
Man, I like the depth because we've got a lot of fast guys. We've got big guys. We've got guys that can run the third level of the route, the second level, the first level. So with Pharaoh and Mike and Josh, those are three guys that have all kept developing, you know, all got good youth, and all bring something a little bit different to the table. And we've got another group of young guys this year that are coming in to push those guys. So feel good about the depth and feel good that, you know, if any of the guys, the guys that were the starters last year and are competing to be the starters again this year, if they get tired, we get some guys that can roll right in at those spots, and hopefully we don't miss a beat.
Thank you.